ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 ऑनवर्ड्स। येन मे पूर्वम् अद्रीणाम् पक्षच्छेद प्रजात्यये कृतो निविशताम् भारै पदत्रै पदतम् भुवि। ट्रांसलेशन। इंद्रा थॉट formerly when many mountains flying in the sky with wings would fall to the ground and kill people, I cut their wings with this same thunderbolt. 35. Tapa saramayam toshtram vritro yena vipaditaha अन्ये चापि बलोपेता सर्वस्त्रै अक्षत त्वचः। ट्रांसलेशन। वृत्रासुर वॉज द एसेंस ऑफ द ऑस्टेरिटीज अंडरगॉन बाय त्वष्टा, येट द थंडरबोल्ट किल्ड हिम। इंडीड नॉट ओनली ही कट ऑल्सो मेनी अदर स्टार वॉर्स हीरोज whose very skin could not be injured even by all kinds of weapons were killed by the same thunderbolt. 36. Soyam pratigato vajro maya mukto surelpage nagam tad adade dandam brahma tejopi akaranam. But now, although the same thunderbolt has been released against a less important daman, it has been ineffectual. Therefore, although it was as good as Brahmastra, it has now become useless like an ordinary rod. I shall therefore hold it no longer. 37. इति सक्रम विशीदंदम आहवात् असरिनी न्यायं तुष्कैरतो नर्दे वधम अर्हति दानवः। शुकदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड। वाइल द मोरोस इंद्रा वॉज लैमेंटिंग इन दिस वे एंड ओमिनस अनएम्बॉडीड वॉइस said from the sky, this daman Namuchi is not to be annihilated by anything dry or moist. 38. Mayasmayat varodatto mrityo naivartra sushkayo atonyas chindaishyaste उपायो माघवं विदिपोः। द वॉइस ऑल्सो सेड, ओ इंद्रा, बिकॉज आई हैव गिवन दिस डेमन द बेनेडिक्शन दैट ही विल नेवर बी किल्ड बाय एनी वेपन दैट इज ड्राई और मॉइस्ट, यू हैव टू थिंक ऑफ अनदर वे टू किल हिम। 39. ताम देवीं गिरम आकर्ण्या मखवन सुसमाहिदः ध्यायन् भेनम् अथा पश्यद upayam upyataatmagam. After hearing the ominous voice, Indra with great attention began to meditate on how to kill the demon. He then saw that form would be the means, for it is neither moist nor dry. Text number 14, now we will recite. Nya sushkena nya chardrena jahara namuchehe shiraha tam tushtuvur munigana malyai cha avakiran vibhum. Na sushkena na chardrena jahara namuche shiraha tam tushtubur munigana male chavakiran vibhum. Na shushkena na chardrena jahara namuche shiraha tam tushtuvur munigana malesha vakiran vibhum. Na shushkena na chardrena jahara namuche shiraha tam tushtuvur munigana malya chavakiran vibhu. Nachukena jadrena jahara namuche shiraha tandushtuvur munigana malesha vakiran vibhu. Na shushkena chatrena jahara namuche shiraha tandushtuvur munigana maleja makiran vibhu. Nya, neither. Shushkena, by dry means. Nya, nor. Cha, also. Agdrena, by a moist weapon. Yahara, he separated. Namuchehe, of Namuji. Shiraha, the head. Tam, him, Indra. Tushtubo, satisfied. Munigana, all the sages. Malehi, with flower garlands. Cha, also. Avakiran, covered. Vibhum, that great personality. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus Indra, King of Heaven, severed Namuji's head with a weapon of form, which was neither dry nor moist. Then all the sages satisfied Indra, the exalted personality, by showering flowers and garlands upon him, almost covering him. Kindly repeat translation. Thus Indra, King of Heaven, severed Namuji's head with a weapon of form, which was neither dry nor moist. Then all the sages satisfied Indra, the exalted personality, by showering flowers and garlands upon him, almost covering him. Purport. In this regard, the Shruti mantras say, Apam phenena namuchek shira indro dharayat. Indra killed Namuchi with watery form, which is neither moist nor dry. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalagayam Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langhayade Girim Yatkripadamagam Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandagopakumaraya, Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Govindaya namo namaha Namaha pankajanabhaya Namaha pankajamalini Namaha pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangre. Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This fighting is going on between the Devadas and the demons. So Indra was fighting with a special weapon of the thunderbolt. So the killing was going on. Now this, today's verse is actually is killing the Namuchi, is very powerful demon. So initially when he tried with his thunderbolt, he failed. It came back, that we saw. Just like Arjuna was his special weapon, Gandiva. He was having full confidence. But when Lord Krishna left this planet from Dwaraka, so he came back and he is lamenting to his elder brother. My dear brother, now this Gandiva has become useless. I cannot do anything. I cannot fight. So the power which he had, actually through any weapon or anything, it was due to the presence of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord. So here Indra also, he found actually this is useless, this become a simple rod. It's not having any power. So whatever the power we had, actually it is because of the Lord, Supreme Lord. It was not working on Namuchi because the Lord Himself has given him a benediction for Namuchi. He was giving benediction to demons as well as the Devadas, demigods also, according to their quality, according to their position. So he was also a devotee. So Bhagavan, actually, he wanted, according to his karma, he should die. He should be killed. But not in the normal way. So Bhagavan is giving actually the voice, he got a voice saying that, oh, this fellow cannot be killed. Like that. Just like Hiranyakashipu, he got a benediction from Brahma. That he cannot be killed in the daytime, nighttime, evening, not with any weapon, not on the ground, not on the sky. all type of possibility, not by human being, not by any animal. But still, the Lord wanted actually he should be killed because he was troubling the Prahlad Maharaj. So he himself has to take a form, Narahari form, Narasimha form, to satisfy all the benediction given by Brahmaji. Same time he should be killed. So here also, Bhagavan actually, he is giving the intelligence, he is giving the information to him. Akashavani, he got it. Hey, he cannot be killed like that. You think of something else. So he went on meditation. Why it become, this thunderbolt become a road, like it is dry or it is moist, so it cannot be used. So Krishna has given him intelligence, okay. You think of something else with the form. You make a weapon with the form. Then use that and you will be killed. He used it. So here the point is actually, Maya Teshena Prakriti. Everything is happening because of Atesha of the Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That blessing is not there, it is not possible to do anything. Let it be anybody. Very powerful. Indra is very powerful. Thunderbolt is very powerful. So, he could not do anything. Just like, you know, Bhagavan is taking care of these devadas, demigods. So he wanted actually to do churning of milk ocean. So he called both of them actually to churn and take out the things, you know, even nectar. He wanted to give the nectar to the demigods. So they said it is a very good idea, we will do it. So the demigods, they went and, you know, he lifted the Mandara Parvata. He lifted the Mandara Parvata and they were bringing him. But on the way, they become tired. They had to keep it down because we cannot lift it. We cannot take it to ocean. So intelligence is given. Actually, Bhagavan is telling actually in many occasions, you pray unto me, okay, I will give you the intelligence, I will give you. So they pray to the Supreme Lord, Devadas, enter into. Then he came, Garudaskanda Marappa, he came on the Garuda, he came there. And he lifted the mountain on the back of the Garuda. And he brought it to Mandara, the milk ocean, for churning. Vasugi has the rope. So because of their prayer, they came, the Lord came and helped them. They themselves could not do it, whatever may be the power. So then they started churning, it was going down. There also they could not do it. Again they went to, Bhagavatam is giving very nice prayer, they went to the, they prayed to the Lord, Supreme Lord. Then he came, he took the kurma form, very big giant kurma form, and he kept Mandara Parvata on his back inside the milk ocean. It is said that the Lord felt just like a scratching, you know, just such a big mountain. See, devatas, they could not do it. They could not do it. So the Lord helped them. Similarly, we are also being helped actually. We are born in this material world, in different species of life, any species. Okay. The Lord, he says, Sarvasya Jagam with his Sannivishto. He is sitting in the heart and to the, according to their desire, he is giving the intelligence and is guiding us. But suppose somebody is not God conscious, he is not Krishna conscious, everything is a failure, whatever may be his power, his position, or whatever may be, it's gone, finished. So in many occasions, we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord Himself is taking different forms. Why for? He promised in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami yuge yuge yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata apyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam prajamyagam. According to the circumstances, paritranaya sadhunam, those who are Krishna conscious, the point is he will come and he will help them. Because Krishna conscious person, he will always do the devotional service. Any obstruction, any hurdles will be removed by the Lord. He himself come and help. He knows that there is good. So Srila Prabhupada said, the karmic reactions will come on devotees as well as non-devotees. Demons also. Devotees also will get karmic reaction, we know that. But the difference is, the devotees, they know how to counteract the karmic reaction. Something has gone wrong to me, I know why it has come. The devotee know. It is due to my past karma it has come. A big thing has come in a small way. How to counteract? Approach the same personality who awarded it. He knows how to pray. Constant prayer. And call Krishna. He will come and help. There are many instances in this Bhagavatam we can see. But the non-devotees, they do not know how to counteract. The karmic reactions will come, sinful reactions, sinful activities, they will keep on doing it. Prabhupada says in Krishna consciousness, somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, first thing to be told is, you stop doing sinful activity. So the non-devotees, they do not know. They continue to do it and suffering also. So perpetual suffering is there for the non-devotees. Perpetual suffering. There is no end to it. Prabhupada says, the devotees are actually, they know how to counteract it and they are working hard on going back home, back to Godhead, entering into Krishna conscious devotional activities. But the non-devotees, they are working hard also. They are also working hard for what? He says, perpetually residing in hell. The Prabhupada said once actually, and wrote the quotation. This is the difference. So Krishna is there to help anyone, any of these living entities already. But because of their activities, present activities, it's not possible. We cannot forget Krishna and do anything. No, it is not possible. The temple is closed or curtain is put on, so let me do some talks or something like that. No. He has got the X-ray machine to find out actually what is happening in our mind. And he is also genuine devotee. He is giving Dadami Bhutti Yogantam Menama Umbiyanti. So another instance actually, Arjuna, once he was in Dwaraka. So, one Brahmana came with a dead child. First time when he lost the child, he came. He came and put in front of the door and told Krishna, he was shouting, what type of king we have? The child is dying because of the fault of the king. He abused actually Krishna and he went away. So like that, 9 children he brought it when he died. So the 9th time, actually Arjuna heard this Brahmanas coming and abusing Krishna. He asked him, why, what is the problem? He said, I lost 9 children, 9 sons. What type of king is this? So Arjuna told, why you are abusing Krishna? This is a very small thing for me, actually, you know. You should have told me earlier. Can do it. I can save your child. It's not a problem. No need of going to Krishna for all these things, abusing Krishna. He said, okay, when your next child is about to be born, you just inform me. I will come there. I'm waiting for it. So the time come, his 10th child was to be born. He came, Brahmana came and told, where is that Arjuna? He promised me that he will save my child. So Arjuna took his Gandiva. He went there and with Gandiva, with so many arrows, he made a completely covered the house. Even an ant cannot go there inside. Then only somebody will come and take the child, you know, the soul, no? I will do it. All the possibilities, he covered everything. And he was walking actually, just like policeman is walking actually outside. The Gandiva, who is going to come? He promised that Brahmana that if I cannot save the child, your child, I will enter into fire and I will die myself. This promise also gone. So no sound of the child actually, earlier the child was born and then they used to cry and then die. This time there was no sound at all. So the Brahmana found that the child is born itself as a dead one. Earlier at least you could have seen, you know, sometime. So he took the child and he came out, he shouted, what type of Kshatriya you are promising, Chali? Now go to the fire and die. At least when I was going to Krishna, then at least he allowed me to see the child for some time, you know, so then he died. This time I did not go to Krishna and you promised me what type of person you are. So it was a big insult for Arjuna. How is it possible? I covered everything. Who came and took it? He went to different possible places, you know. Different places he went to find out where is the child. He could not. Everybody said, no, we don't have. We have not brought him. No. Then he came back and he put down his head, put a fire, big fire, and he was about to enter into the fire. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Arjuna is the friend, Arjuna is the devotee. Paritranaya Sadhuna, he wants to say, take care of his devotee. Even if he has done something foolishness, he will give you the intelligence, hey, what you did is foolish, come on. Do this way. He was about to jump and from behind Krishna caught him. Hey Arjuna, what are you doing? What is your problem? I am entering to the fire and going to die. Why? I promised this Brahmana, if I cannot save the child, I will enter into the fire. I could not save him. Different possible places, the child was not to be seen. Oh, Krishna told, I do not know this. At least when you came out of Dwaraka, you should have told me, Krishna, I am just going out. No, there is a behavior, you know, etiquette, you know. We are staying somewhere, the elderly person is there. Yeah, I am just going and coming, okay. At least don't say, but you should have told me. So Krishna has given the, you know, see, this is not that you are doing it. I am doing. Aham sarvasya prabhu, matta sarvam pravartate. So this is actually the devotees of Krishna, they should understand actually it's not that we are doing it. It's done by Krishna's mercy. he has to give. So then finally said, don't jump into the, what do you want? You want to give the children back to this Brahmana? No, come on, come with me. They both of them went, said to Vaikuntha, Narayana, Vishnu. He was keeping actually the all the children. That's why that topic is called Santana Gopala. He brought all the children from Vishnu. He said, I wanted to see you, both of you together. That is why I brought the children here. Otherwise you will not come and see me. I wanted to see you. He brought it back and went to the point is, whatever activities we are doing it, we should depend upon Krishna. Krishna is doing it. If he is not there in my heart, I cannot do anything. Paramatma is not there, finished. No. Gone. Atma cannot do anything. This is to be realized. The actual realization. Then it is possible. Just like now, our marathon is going on. Book distribution marathon is going on. We have a score and competition and everything in there. So I remember actually, I went to with bus party once to Maharashtra. So before we went actually for Yatra, that day we went to all the acharyas who are the sannyasis and great devotees are there. We bow down to them and we ask for benediction. Bless us so that we can distribute these books. So His Holiness Gopalakrishna Maharaj told us, I will give a very good clue for you. Wherever you go, the bus party, wherever you go, 4:30 in the morning, you should be ready. In the bus you do a Mangalarti. All morning program, what is going on, you do it. Including Srimad Bhagavatam, he said. You attend Srimad Bhagavatam, read one slogan and let somebody take the class. Then you take prasad and then you go, you see, the words will have power. The point I am mentioning actually, it all depends upon our sadhana bhakti. We should do our chanting and hearing and everything you go, then we are actually charged, our battery charged. Then we go out and preach to somebody, they will listen. We used to put actually Srila Prabhupada's sound, Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting in the bus. Open the bus backside and keep the books and everything, keep. That sound will attract actually the people. Oh, who is singing this? You know, Prabhupada chanting sound is very typical actually. Somebody said actually, somebody analyzed to find out what raga Prabhupada is singing. It's not film songs or some particular raga or something like that. So nobody could find out actually this which raga Prabhupada is singing, which Prabhupada is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they concluded that this raga came from Goloka Vrindavan. Special raga came. That is where he is getting attracted. Then once the people are getting attracted, so then we can preach to them. So I was told actually that the more we show, the more we sell. If you simply stand there saying that the book is there, somebody wants, okay, the Bhagavad Gita. We should show, the more we sell. Jitna jyada dikhata hai, utna jyada book jayega. What we used to do, somebody says, no, I have this Bhagavad Gita, so many are there. So, I don't want it. Then we said, okay, you have it. Have you read it? No, I don't have time. So, make them to chant one sloga, any sloga you take it and tell them to read the translation. That somewhere, it little bit sinless, that soul will fall down there. That is attraction of Prabhupada translation. No need of reading purport or anything like that. Translation, only translation, make them to read one sloga and see this. Oh, this is something very nice. I thought I cannot read it. Now I can read it. Simple. Okay, bye. Once somebody in here only, in this temple only, I was assisting Prabhu. So, one gentleman came, he had darshan here, and he came to the stall. He is from South India. So I called him. He said, no, I am very busy. Please come here, actually. You enjoyed the darshan of the Lord? Saw the Lord? Yes, yes, very nice, very beautiful, very attractive. He said, we are standing here with these books to make you to understand who are these personalities. You got attracted. You must know, you know, who is this. Yeah, that is Krishna. What is that problem? Now, if you want to know, you have to read these books. That is why in every ISKCON temple, we see there is a bookstall. Outside the deity, there is a bookstall. There is Prabhupada's instruction. Who you enjoyed the darshan? Who are these personalities? You will know only by reading these books, otherwise it's not possible. Then he told me, no, sorry, you know, see, I'm an engineer, I'm working very hard from day and day, okay. Then I told him, actually, you came here, you know, how you could come, even though you are very busy, you came here, it was Sunday evening. You could come here, you know how you came here? Only because of their mercy. Otherwise you cannot come here, so many people are going. You came and you had darshan. The Lord has given you darshan because of His mercy. His mercy is there on you. That mercy will be there for all your activities. So come on, take one book and go. He ran away. He said, no, I don't want. He went out. After about 15-20 minutes, he came back. He came back and scratching his head, actually said, yes, whatever you said is correct. Otherwise, I would not have come here today. Because of the Lord's mercy, I came here. Give me six books, six Malayalam Bhagavad Gita. He took six books and gone. What I mean to say that actually, it is this month, there is a special mercy of Prabhupada is there on us. Especially though we are hearing his warning, correct? Morning he is telling that Prabhu is reading the warning of Prabhupada about book distribution. Other time you go, you will not be able to sell or you will not be able to speak or anything like that. This month you go, marathon time you go, you will be, you know, you can see some force is working on me. No, I could show him, I should tell him. Result is with the, you know, they don't worry about the result. Karmanye vatikarasye mahapaleshukata. You don't worry about whether I could sell the book or whatever may be. Whether I could speak about this book. I could speak about Krishna to him. Show him actually how merciful it is. Then automatically you will see that some souls will come. We used to go to the village actually in the Maharashtra. How people are attracted to one person came, he is handicapped with the stick he came. And he said, every time when your bus comes, I buy at least 10 Bhagavad Gita from the party. Then I asked him, what did you do with this? I go and distribute it to the villages. So what do you mean you don't want Bhagavad Gita now, this year? No! This time I want 20 Bhagavad Gita. And he was wearing a dhoti. Some money he took it from his pocket. Some money he put it under the dhoti. He was keeping some money. You know. He says, I was keeping this money only for that. So Krishna will send the people. It is left to us actually. Our vani should have some power. The Vani will have the power when we do our sadhana bhakti properly. Sincerely we wish. We want to please Prabhupada. We want to please Krishna. Krishna is telling to one of the devotees, he says, I like you very much because what I am supposed to do, you are doing on behalf of me. That is his wish. So that is about the book distribution, my small experience. But throughout the world you will see actually how enthusiastically these books are going. Transcendental, they are telling, transcendental book distribution ki jai. It is divya, it is not ordinary. Those who got the chance to engage into these transcendental activities, definitely it will be recognized by Srila Prabhupada and the Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna. Otherwise that people, you know, we can see the same people are doing every year. Because they will not be happy in this month if they don't do some book distribution. Speak about this book. Who will talk about this book? Only the devotees who read it, they can only talk about it. So, with the full enthusiasm, I beg everyone that enter into this month book distribution and we will get the mercy definitely. Hare Krishna. Transcendental book distribution ki, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. We should also see that actually we are speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam set should go. It should go to the lap of the people. Otherwise this information, this knowledge, how they will get it? Yasudeva has written this Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled this Bhagavatam on maturity to remove the tapatraya unilanam. Three type of miseries that the people to remove only wrote these books. So it is our duty to present it to the public, to the devotees, or anybody can take the books. At least if they keep a set of Bhagavatam in their house, they are blessed. They will get benefit. So we should also enforce on that to him Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Virandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.